Where were you born?
At St. Anthony's. Of course, it's still there today, just as it was then. Our children were born at St. Anthony's.
St. Anthony's Hospital.
Yeah, it started out in, I guess, about 1895, I'll say. It's been there ever since, taking care of people.
What was the name of the first school you attended?
Rosary. Rosary School here in Oklahoma City, over on 18th Street. Still there, still Rosary School. Hmm. Dominican nuns ran that. We had an old German pastor, Father John Vandergritten, who came over with a bunch of very well-educated French and Belgian and German young priests.
How many years did you go to that school at Rosary?
With 9 years there. First through the ninth grade. At that time, high school started in the 10th grade. And then I went to Classen after I went to Rosary, Classen High School.
As a young boy then, in the 30s, did you work?
Yes.
What did you do?
By the time I was 10 years old, I had the largest Saturday evening post route in Oklahoma City. I had the third largest Liberty magazine route in Oklahoma City. And the third largest ladies' home journal route in Oklahoma City. This turned out to be very lucrative. The Saturday Evening Post sold for 5 cents. Well, I got 2.5 cents for every one that I sold. What I'd do, my mother would take me down to the courthouse, and I'd go up to my father's office. Of course, I'd make the rounds there and sell them. Then I'd go clear through the courthouse, and then I'd go over and see my Uncle George, who had an office over at City Hall, and I'd work City Hall, so it was pretty easy to do that. Then when I was 13, this was in the middle of the war, and you must remember it was very easy to get jobs because all the boys that were over 17 were overseas. They were in the service. So I went to work for a 5- and 10-cent store in the business area right there by my house. That was for a quarter an hour. Then found out that Petty Hardware needed somebody to wash the windows, and they paid 35 cents. This was three doors down from the 5 and Dime store, so I went to work there. Then I'd work on Saturdays at a grocery store there in the area, Crowder's Grocery. I think I got 35 cents there, too.
How about newspapers?
Never did newspapers, just sold the magazines.
You would have been 9 years old in 1939 when Hitler invaded Poland.
I remember it very well. I was at St. Anthony's Hospital. I had strep throat on September the 1st, 1939. My father stayed with me. Didn't like the idea of staying alone up there in the hospital too much. He had a newspaper. He said, well, Hitler just invaded Poland. He said, this is bad news.